Hello, everyone. This is our fourth episode of Three Dudes News. We're going to do a couple different things this evening. First off, we're inside because the cold got to us last time. Second off, we're going to do a tequila tasting after we present our news stories, which should be rather interesting. We have several different types of tequila. And basically, we're going to see how we all feel about taking shot after shot after shot of tequila. And we also have a special guest with us, one of our longtime friends, Sam. Say hello.
What's up, man? I'm good.
He's going to sit in with us and comment on his views on these news stories and his taste of tequila.
Yes.
Basically, we're going to start off with our first news story coming at you from Philip. How you doing tonight, Philip?
Doing pretty good, man. Sound like you might be a little under the weather.
Yes, huh? Yes. Sorry about that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to mention it. I am rather sick, but I am going to be drinking tequila anyway.
Yeah, it might make you feel better.
Who knows?
Who knows?
All right, so what do you got, Philip?
Okay, McDonald's might drop a health plan that they have for some of their lower on the totem pole employees. Basically, the story says that their insurance provider has decided that they're not going to meet this percentage from, it's 80 to 85% of the premium revenue on medical care. Basically, meaning that they have to spend 80 to 85% of their money on medical care instead of sick care.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So instead of trying to work with McDonald's and get these employees, you know, something that will work for everyone, they're just not gonna offer the plan.
So there'd be people working there without insurance?
There would be people there without insurance. Yes.
That sounds illegal to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like it should be illegal,
yeah.
But it's not necessarily illegal.
Is this like full time?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it full time employees or just part time or both?
It's going to hit both groups, but it's mostly part time employees that are going to be affected by this.
I didn't think they got insurance part time.
Yeah, well, when I worked there, you know, it was an option, but I had to pay for it.
Right, $14 a week is what they had to pay, which really isn't bad considering that. I mean, their benefits aren't very high. You know, full time people. Of them get about between $10,000 to $15,000 a year in benefits, but this only covers about two. But if you pay $32 a week, you can get 10. So
okay, so basically the story is saying that McDonald's is going to drop their insurance plan.
They're going to drop the insurance plan that covers these lower employees.
Ah, okay,
okay. Yeah.
So since the insurance company is not going to play ball because of the healthcare bill passed, causing them to have to play ball in this manner, they have decided that they're not going to. So they're just going to drop the plan that's going to force them to play ball this way.
Does this affect other companies other than McDonald's?
It will eventually, but this is the first company that's basically, you know, saying that we're not going to do it this way.
Wow.
This is the first insurance company that has outright said that we're not going to operate the way the government says.
What company is that?
It's BCS. And
BCS has Blue Cross, I think.
Shield?
it's BCS Insurance Group of Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not corporate McDonald's.
It may be provided to, I mean, it may be a corporate thing just provided to a smaller company.
Yeah. So, well, okay. That is not good at all. For one thing, I think McDonald's probably should use their money.
Yeah, they make enough
a lot of
it.
Money, right? So some of their profits can actually go to help pay for insurance. But then you got that these people aren't normally covered under insurance under various other companies anyway, because they're like part-time. And a lot of other companies don't provide insurance part-time. So,
well, that's true. I mean, that would kind of put them in the same boat as everyone else. You know, like, I'm sure places like Wendy's or Burger King, they may offer something similar.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is the way capitalism works, but is this the way that we want it to work?
Well, they should have insurance available to them. The question is, who's going to pay for it?
But you don't think it should be an option?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, is this, this $14 a week, I mean, is that coming out of McDonald's pocket or is that coming out of, like, a check?
No, that's coming out of a check. Just like you pay a certain percentage of your premium on your health care, unless you have a really, really good company. It pays for all of it, you know, because I know I pay a small percentage of what mine, you know, I pay maybe 20% and my company pays 80%. But,
I think they should cut people a deal if they can't do it. These people have lawyers.
So you think McDonald's maybe should cover some of that loss?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, dang, $6 a week, cut in half.
Yeah, that'll be beneficial for everybody, I think. It'll give McDonald's a good light and make them look better.
Yeah, not to mention it's a worldwide $1 billion industry.
Well, who's to say they're not going to do that just to make the insurance company look bad?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's tons. That's millions of employees that they have there because McDonald's is...
And they may lose them, too, if you think about it.
May lose employees, you're saying?
Yeah.
Shoot, man, health insurance is health insurance.
That's true, but basically McDonald's is trying to force this insurance company to act right.
Which I think is good. It's one of the good things I've heard from McDonald's.
Well, it's the government is doing it too, you know, but
when you have a giant corporation that you are providing insurance for, they're saying, hey, we are your client, and you're not doing this right, do something about it, then they should do something about it. Just on the customer service standpoint.
That's probably going to hurt them a good bit, the insurance company, because, even if they drop it and McDonald's has to cover part of it, then that's less income to the insurance company anyways, because
right.
McDonald's might subsidize the plan somehow. You know, say, we'll pay a certain percentage of the care.
Right.
Like, say, you know, we'll insure you part of the way, and they can insure you the rest of the way. That's probably some kind of agreement that they'll reach.
I wonder what brought this about. I mean, certainly McDonald's isn't losing money over the deal.
Well, what brought it about is the new healthcare bills that are going into effect.
Okay.
And it's saying, I mean, the new healthcare bills, you know, is what's forcing them to pay these percentages.
It's bullshit. That's what I said.
Okay, so why is it bullshit?
Because I don't understand it.
All right, I can understand
that. That's
a
good
bit.
Logical reason.
Yeah. All right.
I just like the McDoubles that they got for a dollar.
That's
a good bit of burger for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once you know what's in the burger, it's kind of not such a good deal.
Dude, if you got to get something quick for a buck.
Well, it's not too bad because, you know, I used to work there, and it's not all bad except for the fake onions. Do you know about
those? Oh, I did not know about fake onions.
Fake
That's
onions.
A new one to me.
Well, actually, the little onions that go on the cheeseburgers and hamburgers,
right?
The way you get those is you'd think they'd be diced onions, right?
Right.
No,
you diced onions.
You add water to make them. It's a powder.
So it's dehydrated onions, maybe?
Well... Not really.
It's a powder?
Because it's a powder.
So it starts as a powder, then
yeah,
you put water with it?
Yeah, it's a powder, and you add water, and it makes onion-flavored clumps of powder.
Wow.
The silence is time.
That's epic silence right there. Everyone looks confused.
But, I mean, other than that, I mean, the beef is real.
Right.
You know, some people say that it's fake, like soy burgers or something, but it's actual beef. You know, it's just frozen and pre-cut and,
really
and pre-smashed and can be cooked in 35 seconds. But
35 seconds?
Yeah. which is the reason why the food can last forever.
I could cook like 40-something burgers in 35 seconds.
Good gosh.
That's McDonald's burgers, right?
Yes. Okay. That's the single patty, small burgers.
Like the number two.
I could do half that quarter pound.
If that weren't McDonald's burgers, we need to enter you in a contest.
Exactly. It's like, nice, oh, this is a half-pound burger right here.
Check this guy out.
But they also had, you know, 600-something volt clamshell stoves, too.
Right.
So yeah, we just use lightning.
Okay.
Cut the time in half.
Please show me how to do that. I would love to see that.
That would involve some things I probably shouldn't be speaking about, so.
But yeah, don't eat the little onions.
No little, get whole onions. Like,
I always wondered why my wife didn't like the onions.
Maybe because she knows something.
Did she work there?
Know. No. Mm. She don't get the onions or the pickles.
Well, is there anything special about the pickles?
No, the pickles are good. I mean, they come in a bag, you know.
Okay. But you have to put water with them?
No, they're already juiced.
They're special drops you add.
Yeah, it's a pickle dropper.
But the milkshakes are powder, too.
I understand that. That makes a little sense.
And you add, like, some kind of milk solution. It's not really milk. It's not really water. It just says... It just says shake solution on the bag.
It actually says shake solution.
I believe so. It's been a while since I worked there.
Way better if it said shake substance. I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Man, when I was six, I used to have those shakes all the time. But now, no way. Yeah. No way. It tastes totally different.
Yeah, I think we are starting to get a little bit off topic. So.
We've sidetracked way too much. So I'm going to hand it over.
So the final decision on this is that McDonald's should be paying part of this.
I think that's what we think should happen.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably what they will do for the sake of publicity.
If they're going to be smart about it, that would be their best route.
Yeah.
So, going to let Josh take on to the next
one. Yeah, what's next?
So, the next one, if any of you have been listening to the news or been paying attention to anything, you would know that there was a Chinese fishing trawler, I believe, that hit a Japanese Coast Guard boat off the coast of Okinawa.
It actually hit the boat?
Yes, it actually hit the boat.
Is this on purpose or...?
It's probably an accident, but it doesn't really matter right now. Now, the Japanese held the boat and its crew for court hearing or something.
Like, held them hostage?
No. They arrested them.
The proper term is detained.
Detained, yes, detained. Yes. Okay, we'll go with that. That'll work. Anyway... Eventually, Japan released the crew and the boat, but not the captain. And they just recently released the captain. And China's asking for an apology. And also Japan's asking for an apology from China. Now, what's interesting here is that area of the island chain is actually disputed territory between Japan, China, and Taiwan. And Taiwan is actually disputed territory for Taiwan and China. It's crazy.
So this Chinese boat ran into two Japanese patrol boats?
Exactly.
Like, physically?
Yes, it actually, like, hit it.
Wow. And I guess the Japanese didn't like that too much.
Of course not. They're in their own waters.
Okay.
What they say, which is probably true, I think, personally. And all they're doing is just asking for some...
An apology.
Exactly.
Well, it says here it demanded an apology and compensation.
Right. But they've been getting a lot of, I guess, pushing from China.
Yeah.
Recently, because Japan was actually pushed into releasing the captain.
Yeah.
And that was just, that's just not right, I think. Yeah. And right now, China's actually thinking about holding off exports of certain minerals.
Oh, come on.
For Japan. That's just, and they're saying it's not because of this incident.
But I wonder if it was an accident or if they did it on purpose.
I have no idea. I think it was probably an accident, but China doesn't like the way Japan handled it.
Yeah. Well, how do you run into two boats at one time?
Exactly. And also, while this was happening in China, the Chinese I believe the police force or secret service or something held four Japanese citizens in prison under suspicion of being spies.
Ah.
And it got a little bit worse than that, in that they were saying that we were going to execute these spies because we believe they were spies.
So that might have been what fueled this collision.
No, I think this was after the collision.
This was while Japan was
holding the fishing crew.
Okay.
And China was holding this as a trump card
to
get Japan to do what they wanted.
So they were holding the detained citizens as a trump card.
Exactly. Which, from the info I've been getting, is that they weren't spies to begin with. They were just regular citizens, and they were just playing it.
So this is all just from a dispute over territory.
Exactly. That and probably China's just being all douchey, and they're just being that way.
China does get douchey sometimes.
Yeah. I think they're just... In this incident, China's probably pushing a little too hard, trying to be really big and awesome. And now Japan is actually fighting back. They're actually moving troops onto the island chain.
Ooh.
So Japan's basically saying that it's theirs.
Yes, they're saying, okay, we're done with this. If you want this island chain, you must fight for it. And personally, I will back Japan in this one.
Well, we're the United States, man. Yeah. We're going to back Japan.
Yeah, we're not going to back some communist nut job.
Right.
Yeah.
Nut jobs.
It's multiple now. I was dead. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, China is being really stupid about this. It's not beneficial for the global economy or just the globe itself, thinking about it. Not very peaceful.
No. But, I mean, I think they should have done something about it, because it doesn't look like, to me, an accident.
Right.
You know, but holding them prisoner, well, I mean, I guess you could say that. Holding them prisoner just because they're fighting over an island is kind of trivial.
It makes a good statement, though. It says, you know, you came out here, you know, you did something shitty. We think it's deliberate, and we're going to do whatever we have to do that's necessary to prove our point.
Right. And recently, China's been kind of pushing more territory in the area. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to take over North Korea, personally.
Wow.
North Korea. Wow.
I don't think so. I mean,
well, they're supposed to be buddy-buddy, but I think China would actually go for it if they saw a good opportunity.
I think that's going to be a pretty big fight.
I mean, wouldn't they try for South Korea first because they have such an opposing...
No, I don't think so. I think North Korea would be a lot easier. And if they went with South Korea, then you have to deal with Japan, the U.S., everybody in the U.N.
That's true. North Korea is kind of standing by themselves right now.
Exactly.
You know, the whole island thing is just kind of crazy. Yeah. It's like fighting over an Xbox game.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody get shot for that?
I don't know.
Hey.
Recently?
For taking over an island?
No, for an Xbox game.
People get shot all the time for an Xbox game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in Memphis.
Thanks, Philip. No stalkers, please. No stalkers.
No one's going to stalk us.
So what, they're... I've probably done this, but they're disputing over who has who on the island, but shouldn't they have known that like a long time ago, who owns this island?
Oh yeah, they should have, but...
I mean, they're basically using this incident as an excuse to fight over the island.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
They definitely should know who should maintain... I mean, I'm sure the UN has an idea of who maintains control of that island.
Well, I believe that it's stated that the Japanese citizen, public people, whatever their political party is, actually owns that island.
But it's an island.
So how big is this island?
Yeah. Oh, it's very small.
Like Hawaii?
No, you're talking like...
Virgin Islands.
You can probably walk across it within an hour.
About a mile across.
Yeah. But this is a chain of islands, so... It's a bit different.
So... This is stupid? Is that what we're agreeing on?
I say it's stupid, but go to Japan.
Well, actually, what he said was douchey.
Yes,
douchey.
It is douchey.
It's douchey.
China, stop being a douche.
So, next topic?
Next topic.
Yes. My turn.
Woohoo!
We're going to kind of get into the alcohol state of mind now. Have y'all ever heard of a wine vending machine?
I have not.
Well, apparently there is one on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania. Not only is it on a campus, it's allowing, you know, pretty much anyone to come up at any time and buy wine at a college. It's not good.
With no proof of age.
Well, I don't know how that works. It doesn't really mention in here how the machine works. But
maybe it, like, scans your driver's license or
it could.
Something.
It
takes
could.
A blood sample. That's all it does.
But this story's saying that the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has placed this vending machine in a supermarket servicing the University of Pennsylvania campus. So it wasn't put here by the store. It was put here by the PLCB, according to this story. And they're claiming that this is a safety issue. But the argument is that it generates so much revenue that it kind of makes it okay, basically. How do y'all feel about this?
So that's the mobster mindset. If there's enough money, it's all good.
Everything's okay.
It's all good.
That reminds me of some other company I can't think of right now that has done that.
Maybe Marlboro.
Yes, actually, yeah. That
okay, it says here, to use the machine, customers must insert their driver's license. Their identity is then verified with cameras. So I guess, like,
it looks
it,
at the picture yeah. and compares.
Wow.
Right, there's no way of, you know, cracking that. I don't have to, like, steal somebody's ID and...
And then it also says, if their identity checks out, customers must also breathe into a breathalyzer to make sure that they aren't already impaired. Unless
nice.
They pass these tests, the sale is canceled.
Hey, homeless guy, come here. Breathe into this.
Yeah. Well, the homeless guy would probably be drunk. Anyway.
Hey, you, non-homeless guy, breathe in here.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, well, that's easily bypassed.
Exactly. It also goes on to say the machines were tested in Pennsylvania earlier this year, and the state says it plans to allow installation of as many as 100 units across the state.
Well, I'm not going there.
So when's that coming to the U of M campus?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of a cool thing. You know, because, I mean, we have a lot of strict liquor laws here anyway. You know, we can't buy liquor on Sundays. You can't buy liquor after 11. You know, and I went to school up in Missouri where you could buy liquor any day of the week at gas stations, grocery stores, anywhere. I mean, I never saw a vending machine that issued out liquor. But, I mean, I think it's a good revenue generator.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but they need better checks than just what they have.
Oh, come on! You don't think a camera checking?
I can bypass the camera, trust me.
And the breathalyzer test.
Just grab a person.
How are you gonna pass the camera? So
okay.
Maybe,
then what you do is that you send in your ID, right? You can steal somebody's ID.
Okay.
Okay. You also you're looking at the ID prior, so you can actually make a mask.
To get some wine.
How many people?
If you want to, yes.
I doubt this is like really expensive wine or something that would be worth that effort. We're probably talking about like $3.50 Boone's Farm type junk in this machine.
Well, you never know. This is on the college campus.
Exactly.
Well, it's not actually on the campus.
Right.
It's at a grocery store.
A grocery store.
Yes.
Near the campus.
Like
yes.
Redbox.
Yes.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Except Redbox is not illegal if you're under 21.
And, I mean, people drink wine all the time, you know, not like to get drunk. I mean, if you get drunk off of wine, you got a problem.
Well, that's what the breathalyzer thing is for, basically, is saying, you know, if you've got a problem with wine or drinking, then we're not going to sell you this stuff. Because
yeah, and I think they got the you know, things to combat the underage sale, you know, things to combat the... over drinking of alcohol, you know, with the breathalyzer test. I mean, I think this thing's pretty cool.
I think it's a cool technology. Just maybe not necessarily so close to the campus, you know?
Yeah.
Look, man, I just, like, Googled, like, you know, the wine vending machine here. And this is like a wine beer machine. I don't know if this is at the college or not, but apparently these things are getting more and more popular.
That's awesome.
They're pulling cool. Japan on this, actually, because, you know, they do have vending machines for pretty much everything there.
Yeah, I actually read that in Japan they have a vending machine that vends used panties.
Used? I thought panties? They were brand new.
No, there's one that...
How do they get the used panties?
Maybe the donations?
It's possible.
I don't know.
Please donate your panties.
That may not be real, so, but...
I'm pretty sure they do the new ones.
I did, I read used.
Okay,
somewhere.
All right.
I did read that, so...
Back with the whole ID checking thing. I mean, you might have to blow into the breath analyzer.
Right.
And while you're blowing it, probably taking a picture.
Well, that's the process, and that would work.
That would be probably maybe the smart way to go about it. But
yeah, have the so you can verify that it's the same person blowing as it is scanning the ID.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they designed it that way.
But, you know, maybe word will get out that some people who were on a little podcast decided that was a better way to do it.
If they do that, we want money.
Yes.
Well, I just want a machine. I mean, you can give me a wine vending machine.
Where are we going to set it up?
Okay, that sounds good.
Right outside my front door.
We'll get a wine vending machine. Okay, this is the deal. You go with that design, wine vending machine, and a lifetime supply of wine. Okay?
They're gonna.
But isn't vending machines becoming more prevalent? I mean, you could get videos out of vending machines. You can get wine out of vending machines. I mean, you can even get like guitar strings and some types of musical instruments out of
vending machines.
It's all about, you know, instant gratification. Yeah. I gotta have it right now, and everybody's moving towards that.
Well, I mean, Memphis is a musical city. You know, we have had several different types of music originate from here. And, you know, we respect music to a very great degree. So, of course, we would have some stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, but I think it's a sign of the times. You know, instant gratification.
Yeah, just like the 90s with the credit cards and, you know, everything when they first came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that. Now. I don't have the money for it, but now.
Right. I'll pay you later.
So does anyone think that this is a bad idea?
No. I think it needs some work, but it's a good idea.
Well, I mean, it's near a college campus is a little iffy because there are most of the time there's a larger percentage of people that are underage, under the drinking age at college than there is over the age, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know the numbers, but
it's kind of tempting people to defy the system, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, they got a pretty good system in place.
That's true.
It's not like the old cigarette machines in bowling alleys where you just put your money in and you're good.
Well, see, I want that one, that one, that one, that one, and all those.
Yeah, but they marked up the price like, you know,
right.
Get me 16 tenfold. Packs of Camels.
And it'd be like $800.
Yeah, now. With all the taxes.
No, you know those vending machines in pool halls and stuff that I was talking about?
$6 a pack.
You got to pull a little thing and then it drops the pack down. Yeah. You know, doesn't check any kind of ID or nothing, but I mean, the markup was ridiculous.
Yeah. But, that's true.
Yeah. So no one's against this.
I mean, wine, I don't think you're going to see very many college kids drinking wine, but I might be mistaken.
Yeah. Well, if they can't get it from somewhere else.
You know, they can easily ask a buddy to go down to a gas station, buy them beer, and bring it back to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always somebody else that can buy somebody something, so forth.
Okay. That's right.
So let's drink.
Let's go at this. This might get a little bit noisy because we haven't done this before.
And tequila shots are more involved than your typical shot.
And I'll be drinking straight up, so.
Yeah, we don't have mic stands, so we're going to have to hold the mics and drink.
We need to work on that.
We do.
So, do we want to tell everybody what we got here?
Yes, let's do this one at a time, so it's like...
You just don't want to present, you know, all of them?
Tell them how many we have.
Okay, well, we got four different types of tequila, and I think we're going to try to make this like a monthly deal. Where we try, you know, say tequila this month and, you know, maybe whiskey next month or vodka or whatnot. And I'd just like to put this out here before we do this. I don't like tequila.
That's okay.
Why not?
Well, because I don't think it tastes very good.
Well, maybe you haven't found one that tastes good to you.
Well, I mean, I've tried all these except for one in front of us, and I don't really like them. But let's get started.
For the sake of science, he's gonna try.
The panda one is mine.
I believe we're gonna.
The panda one.
Josh is claiming a shot.
The panda shot glass.
Two panda ones, Josh.
Oh, there is.
There are.
I want the one with the lot of pandas on it.
All right. So, do we want to do these like individually? Like, I give you your shot glass, and you take the shot and tell me about it, and then, or should we issue them all at once?
I say issue them all.
Okay.
Yeah, let's issue them all. And what we're starting with is a Patron.
It's Patron Gold, 100% agave, it says.
Oh, agave. Good stuff. So the rest of us are actually going to take shots like you're supposed to take tequila shots.
Like normal, not necessarily supposed to. Normal.
Supposed to. I don't know how we're going to lick our hands and shake the salt holding microphones.
So I don't have to do that. I thought this through a little bit.
Well, I mean, you can... We can lick the mic.
Oh, yeah, we can. shake some salt on there.
All right. So I got the salt ready.
All right. So
and the lime ready.
Here goes mine.
Okay, go ahead. Straight up. And he swashed it around in his mouth. We are patiently awaiting your evaluation.
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Okay.
It's a lot better than some other ones I've had.
All right, well, let me try it. I'll never understand you. Wow, I know why I don't like tequila now.
Strong.
But I think it's good, though. I mean, it's real smooth. You know, this is the bottom shelf Patron, I guess you could get, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it's
more expensive.
I don't see how you do it straight up, though.
Oh. I just do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and...
Okay. And he's tipping the glass back, licking the salt, and biting the lemon, or lime, rather, sorry.
That was quite warm.
Yeah, is not chilled.
As in the alcohol.
There's
a good bit of burn.
Yeah.
But it is rather smooth for a tequila.
Is it you that don't like the dark tequila?
That's right. I don't particularly care for gold tequilas.
Well, would you consider yourself a tequila drinker?
I would, actually.
Okay, what do you think of that?
That's rather mellow for a gold. It doesn't have much of an aftertaste.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely fantastic for a gold, you know, especially a bottom shelf gold.
Yeah.
You know, because...
But it is Patron.
Right, it is Patron.
It did cause my tongue to tingle.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I've never taken a shot of
before. Yeah, so you take the shot, lick the salt, bite the lime.
All right, here we go. Lime.
Yes, you need a lime. All right, so here he goes. Tipping it back. Licking the salt. And he's going for the lime.
Looks slightly perplexed.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really not as bad as I expected it to be.
Okay. The liquor or the way you shoot it?
The liquor.
Yeah.
But, of course, I did, you know, salt and the lime with it. Really tend to try it straight up just like Josh.
Well, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Do you want another one?
Because I can't really focus on, like, is that the lime? Or is that just the bad tequila also back there also?
Well, this is actually pretty good tequila. Yeah. I've
had some other ones that were gold.
It's not your cheap stuff.
Give me a half.
You want just a half?
Yeah, give me a half.
Okay. All right, we're going to pour him a half a shot straight up.
Yeah, since Ben and I have taken shots of tequila the proper way.
It's normal.
No, it's the normal proper way.
It's normal, not proper.
And so we're more apt to compare them doing it this way.
Yeah, because I don't like it straight.
Yeah.
But I don't like tequila. All right, Sam, what do you think of it straight? Let's see what you got.
All right, here we go.
Tipping it back, analyzing very patiently.
Swishing.
Yeah, it ain't that bad straight.
Yeah?
Seems like the lime to me gives it a little bit more... I guess a bad aftertaste.
straight. Okay. Okay. Well, so
but
I don't particularly like this one because it tastes to me like, I don't know the word, planty, I guess.
Planty. So it tastes cactusy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you could say it tastes cactusy.
Or
I mean, I can taste something other than the alcohol in it.
Right.
All right. Okay. So on a 1 to 5.
Yeah. Well, scale, there you go. Perfect. We'll all do 1 to 5 scales. One being the best.
Are we going to go gold or all tequila in general?
Ooh, that's a tough one because
we do have two golds.
We should do each individual one on a 1 to 5 scale.
Right. Okay. So as a gold or as a tequila.
As a tequila.
As a tequila. Okay.
Yeah.
As a tequila, I'm going to go ahead and do a 3.5.
And 1 being the highest.
Right.
5 being the lowest.
Right. 5 being the lowest.
So right in the middle.
Right in the middle. 3.5.
All right. What do you think?
Well, no, because I haven't, had tequila shots,
well,
obviously.
So. Period. Based on your shot-taking abilities.
Yes, my awesome shot ability-taking.
What do
yes.
you think it rates?
Five so little. I need a scale of 1 to 10. But anyways.
I mean, 5 is completely bad.
Yeah,
and 1 is completely awesome.
Well, you can make it a 1 to 10 by giving halves. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So what do you think?
So 5 being not bad or bad?
5 being
five
bad.
Being...
5 being bad?
Like pigs will.
That's like a 2.
A 2.
2 to me.
So it's pretty good.
He kind of like that.
Ain't that bad.
All right, Josh, what do you think?
I say more like a 3.
A 3.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say it's a 3 as well.
On
tequila standards.
I will say that it was probably the best gold I've had, but not necessarily the best tequila.
I will agree with that. That's the best gold that I have had as well.
Okay. Well, now we're going to step to a, I guess you could say, lower step. We're going to step down.
We're going to step, I guess, was it
in
cheaper?
In quality?
Was it cheaper?
Yeah.
It was cheaper.
This is Jose Cuervo Especial. This is also made with blue agave. It is a dark tequila, I guess you could call it.
It's a gold.
Yeah,
gold.
It's
yes,
a gold.
That's the word I'm looking for.
It's a gold as well.
Yeah, I don't have any...
Might not want to spill that.
Yeah.
Might want to be less drunk.
Well, I'm not drunk yet.
He's not.
I'm just telling
yet.
You.
I'm just trying to do this one-handed.
In the future, when it does happen.
But, so, we're moving on to the Jose Cuervo Especial. Also a gold.
Okay, yeah. So these are pints.
Half pints.
Half pints, okay. So, the Patron Gold was how much?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't break it down. I just bought them all.
Okay.
Okay.
How much more expensive do you think that is?
I would say probably $3.
$3 more expensive?
Yeah.
Okay.
So than the Jose.
We're looking at a $3 difference here.
Yeah, I'm not expecting so much from the Jose. So
you're thinking that this is going to be worse
tasting? I'm expecting a worse taste. So.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, Josh is tipping it back. Oh, he's quenching automatically.
That
not
bad.
Good.
That looked
oh,
bad.
Oh, the face that you are
that's
making
one.
Right now. That's a 1?
Yeah. No.
Being good.
I mean, the other way.
Five.
Other way, five.
So it was so bad he was confused
five.
As to how the scale should operate.
Yes. Oh.
Did time stop?
Hold on.
He's looking for a humming.
Really, that much difference?
Well, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Possibly.
But I'm going to not take it straight up.
Yes, don't. Please.
For the love of all that is holy, don't take it straight.
Alright, here we go.
It's up, down, laid the glass down, licking the salt, there goes the lime. Kind of has a disturbed looking face on that, trying to get the lime back out.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, that's got a lot more twang to it. Yeah.
Twang?
I would give that a 5.5.
5.5. Wow.
That was not smooth.
Not smooth
whatsoever.
At all. I mean, just because I don't like tequila, when I drink this is what the epitome of not liking tequila should taste like.
That's what brings it for you as far
yes.
as this is disgusting.
Yes.
So, everybody out there, I suggest if you have this and you plan on drinking it, mix it with something else.
Yeah, it might not be as bad embedded in something very, very sweet.
Right.
Like, I don't think I could have done that just straight.
I'll let you know.
Are you going to drink it straight?
I'm going to go.
El tradition now.
Straight, yeah, traditional. So,
all right, let's see what you got. Taking the shot. Licking and biting the line.
So half
no expression on his face. He's contemplating it. Him being the tequila drinker that he is.
That's a poker face, bro. That is a poker face.
I can read your eyes. Yeah.
So that's not very good.
Holy crap.
It's stout, isn't it? It kicks you in the face.
It's not.
No, more like kicking the balls.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican kick in the face.
That was definitely a kick in the balls.
It's got to be a low hit, though.
As far as Jose Cuervo is concerned, that was actually—I mean—that was a better gold than the cheap stuff that I've had from them.
Okay,
I agree with you on that.
Because the cheap stuff that I've had from them is like instantaneous vomit, right?
Wow!
Like, I drink it and instantly.
Well,
it's horrible.
I've had it straight, the regular gold, and it leaves a horrible aftertaste.
I got a little bit here. I'm gonna take the rest straight.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give a little taste to it. See. I really don't know how to describe that taste. It's not pleasant.
So have you ranked it? Have you ranked it?
No, I'm going to go with a 4.5. It has a shitty aftertaste.
Yeah. You are very generous.
Scrubbing in all the
line. The Jose Cuervo is not scoring very good.
No, I wasn't expecting much from it anyway.
So, Sam, does this make you scared in any way to take this shot?
Maybe a little bit from Josh's response over here.
The facial expression.
I say not straight.
But then again, even though, you know, Philip over here taking, you know, his second lime after just a little bit.
Trying to get that taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, so, you know what?
A strong stomach for this.
I'm just going to go for it. I mean,
yeah, that's
just going to go for it.
You just got to go for it.
So, what's the rules on this floor that's, like, down here below me? I mean,
you want a trash can, because we can grab one for you.
Yeah, there's one right. Right.
The rules are you got to keep it down, because I don't want to see any kind of vomiting.
Yeah, because then we won't be able to finish this.
Yeah.
We won't be able to make it to the good stuff.
It will be a bad ending.
Well, if you hear like a shuffle, I guess, you know, or see me split up and leave. So
if you hear kapunk, click, 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 that would be Sam's microphone.
All right, let's see what she got.
Here we go.
Sniffing it.
This has like maybe less of smell. That's, I guess, the other one there. So.
It's deceiving.
Yeah. Quite.
It is deceiving.
Here we go.
Just drink it. There you go. Tipping it back. Analyzing it before he does the salt and the lime.
Not going to do the salt and lime. He's going straight.
Poker face.
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, it has, like, to me, like, it has, like, a little bit of, like, a bite to it.
Yeah. It definitely has a bite.
But, you know, that one right there, you know, the bite was kind of first off, rather it is from the second one, was kind of towards the end.
Yeah.
But that one kind of went away faster than the other one.
So you're saying the aftertaste didn't last as long? Right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just burped and I taste the Jose Cuervo, so it's not going away for the time soon.
So what would you rank it?
That one was a 3.
A 3?
Okay. Yeah.
So what did you rank the last one?
A 2.
A 2, okay. So he's kind of liking the tequila.
Yeah. Josh, did you rank it? I mean...
I'm over here.
Sorry. I looked at Philip and said, Josh, did you rank it? Philip, did you rank it?
I did.
What
was
did,
like, where
was
what
did you
have?
Okay.
Very, yeah. I was very liberal.
Liberal?
Liberal.
Generous.
Similar.
All right, what's next?
All right, the next we've got El Ultimo Agave.
This is a clear Blanco.
This is a silver, actually, is what they would call it.
Well, I think, read it, actually.
It does call it a Blanco. It does call it a Blanco.
Which would mean white.
White.
I never took Spanish, so.
So they're saying that it's clearer than silver.
And this is 100% agave as well, but it's clear. I wonder what the difference is in that.
Probably
don't mind that. That was nothing important. If you heard anything,
don't mind the great and all powerful.
It's okay. All right, so Josh, do you want to tackle this one first?
Oh, yeah, I'll hit it.
It's like he's ready.
Okay.
Giving it some nose.
Smelling it. Analyzing the aroma. And pausing and sipping. And sloshing. A puzzled look on his face.
It's like no taste of that one at all.
So it's smooth.
Yes. It reminds me of something else I've had.
Vodka?
Pretty close, yeah.
Well, see, I don't like vodka, but I think it's smoother than any of the other distilled spirits.
I'm thinking I'm the
opposite. Also tastes kind of like mouthwash.
Tastes kind of like mouthwash.
Yeah.
All right. Ben's
like
going,
some Listerine.
He's setting his up. So.
What would you rank that, Joe?
Out of the ones we have here, that would definitely be a 2.
A 2?
And that is a 1 as
so
being
the best.
So is
that the highest score we've gotten
it's
so
a good
far.
Bit higher than...
Yeah, that was a whole lot better than what we've had so far.
All right.
I mean, Sam gave the first gold a 2. So
this is El Ultimo Agave.
This was the cheaper of the two.
Yes. Clear, yes, this was actually cheaper than the Patron Gold.
Gotcha. Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
All right. So here we go.
Taking a shot, throwing it back. Licking the salt and the lime.
Yeah, that's it's definitely clearer, I guess you could say.
Like clearer
less
on
of
the
a bite.
Taste, or
it's less taste. Of a bite. It's smooth, okay. But man,
strong.
Yeah, it's very strong.
I didn't find it that strong, but yeah, that's just.
I think it's very strong. I would probably rank that 3.5. Yeah, 3.5. But no, let's give it a 3.
Oh, okay, he's bringing it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a 3. But man, I'm getting kind of slow thinking.
Oh, we got one more left, so
hold out on this, brother.
All right, Philip. Smelling it.
It does smell like it's going to be smelling.
Yeah, it doesn't really have a smell. Licking and going for the lime. And yet again, expressionless. What do you think? Oh, going for the lime again.
A little too much salt.
Uh-huh.
It may have compromised my taste.
Want to do it again?
That was incredibly smooth.
Okay.
Not much taste. It was,
So it's less than the... Patron Gold?
Yeah, way less.
Okay.
I mean, it's like...
So we would argue that this is the best tasting tequila yet.
Well, because it is a silver tequila, as they call it, it should be the most tasteless.
Okay, what would you rank it?
I'm going to go 2.5.
2.5?
2.5.
Okay.
I'm thinking I'm probably going to favor the Patron Silver because I'm a little biased because that happens to be my favorite so far, but we'll see.
Okay.
You know,
way to spoil the show.
Exactly.
Because we haven't really revealed what's next yet.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
See, the tequila's gotten to him already.
Yes.
So.
Tequila makes my clothes fall off.
Okay.
He has clothes on right now,
they
so don't worry.
It's not Three Dudes Nudes.
No.
That's not cool,
nudes.
Man. No. It's not cool.
All right, Sam. All
right.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Sniffing it. Analyzing the aroma. Oh, cocking his head.
Perplexed, maybe.
What do you get from the smell?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which one smells.
Okay, so you're going to compare it to
the
gold.
Yeah. Okay, it still has less smell than...
So less smell.
...than the first one. But I don't know. These last two, it seem about the same on the smell.
Okay.
So. Alright, here we go.
Alright. Taking the shot. Little wrinkle on the forehead. No chaser. And still, just looking at the shot glass.
See, I can't tell if that was like actually, like it was smoother.
Right.
But, like, you know, that bite just kind of lasted, kind of begin to end. It wasn't very powerful at first. It wasn't very powerful.
It was consistent.
It was very consistent, yes.
Okay.
So
on a 5-to-1 scale, what would you rate it? Or 1-to-5?
That one's going to be a number 2 again.
A number 2 again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 2 right. again.
So the same as the Cuervo.
Yes, same as Cuervo.
But not as good as the Patron.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
All right, so we got the last one here, which is a Patron Silver.
Yes.
Yeah, because some jackass already gave that away.
Yeah, thanks, Philip.
So this would be made by the same people as the first shot, but this is their top shelf stuff, no?
This, I believe, is... They may have one more that's more expensive than that one, but okay. this is the highest that I've ever purchased from them.
So this not is really. The creme de la creme.
We may not have enough.
So how much was this?
I don't recall. I bought it a long time ago.
Okay.
Well, if we don't have enough, we can cut Philip out.
We may have to take partials.
Actually, it's going to be...
Just enough.
Close enough.
Just enough.
Just enough.
All right, so this is the Patron Silver.
All right.
And we actually should have washed these shot glasses out.
That is true. We should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about taking.
We should actually took some water in as well.
Yeah. I was thinking.
That's the proper way of doing it.
But I mean, Mexicans don't drink this properly, right?
I think they just drink out of the bottle. But I have no idea.
Oh, that jerk.
Does he?
We'll get better as we go along.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Like, where does this come from, man? I mean,
what?
Whole Mexican thing.
Well, this is Mexican liquor.
Okay.
I mean, all they don't make this stuff in America. They don't make it in Germany.
This is tequila.
Yeah. It was designed in America. I don't know. Like, man. Some things are...
So, the agave plant, I believe, only grows in, like, Mexico and South America.
It only grows in that
climate. Glows.
It grows?
It glows in that climate.
Well, it can grow in many places, but to be called tequila, it has to be in that certain area.
It is a Mexican conspiracy that is basically...
it's like champagne.
They made it to make Irish people drunk.
That's what you say.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Here's to you.
Here's to me.
Josh is going to take the final shot, and he's analyzing. Oh, got a burp.
So I just had a bit of fumes left. So.
Okay.
It was a lot better than the last one.
A lot better.
So would you say this is the best one overall?
Yes.
Okay, because I would think this would be the most expensive.
It is the most expensive on the table.
Okay.
This will be a 1 based on our scale.
A 1. Yeah. So the best tequila can get?
As of right now, yes.
Okay.
From what we've tasted, the best.
All right, well, I'm really antsy to try this.
You've never had this.
I've never had this in a shot. I've had it in a drink.
In a drink.
Which
like
might.
Top shelf margarita.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, so I'm going to give this a shot.
Took it. Down licking the salt. Struggling to get the lime. Struggling to get the lime. There it goes. Lime is in there. And there it's out.
Ooh. So that was more powerful. But. It was pleasantly powerful.
Pleasantly powerful?
Yes.
Good.
Dumb and Matrix.
The Matrix.
Not very planty. Very alcohol-y.
So very distilled.
Yeah, yeah. But it still had a very potent kick. Like it almost tasted like this was the strongest tequila we have on the table.
Well, we can verify that if we check the proof there.
I think it's 80.
Let's see. 80 proof. What does... The other ones.
I don't
say.
Think those say it on there.
40%, so this is 80 proof.
So that may have been
40%, so everything is 80 proof.
So it just may have been more smooth because you felt more alcohol. Or
yeah.
More distilled.
Yeah. And the aftertaste is almost non-existent. I would grade this a 2. Me not liking tequila, I would grade this a 2. I would drink this.
Very good. Very good. He would drink
cool.
Patron Silver.
He found a tequila.
As I had assumed.
Yeah.
Yes, this, you made an ass out of you and me.
This happens to be my favorite, so I'm going to go for it.
He is just a satisfied grin on his face.
He's like, oh, this is awesome. I love this stuff. Even though tequila does affect him a lot.
There's just about no taste in it.
Really? See, I thought there was more taste, more flavor than any of them.
Well.
But it was a good thing.
It was alcohol. It tasted like alcohol. But okay. It tasted very pure. So.
You going to go ahead and say that's a one?
I'm going to say it's a 1.5.
Okay.
1.5. It's the best tequila on the table.
Yes.
I would like to know if there was something better than that. So I'm going to give something.
Well, I'm sure there is something more expensive.
Right. You might need to give Paul Mitchell a call.
Right. I'm going to leave room for something else just in case we ever find some other tequilas.
Yeah.
And, want to spend a little bit more money. If we get a bunch more listeners and maybe get some sponsors and stuff like that.
I would rather not do tequila again.
You would rather not?
I understand.
I think he's feeling the tequila.
I am. I'm rather drunk right now.
Awesome.
Really?
But I do have a cold as well.
You didn't take any cold medicine today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, that's good. So he didn't mix drugs and
alcohol. No, that's bad.
That's
drugs are bad.
All right, so Sam, what are your anticipations on this with three of us giving it good reviews?
I'm thinking this is going to be the best one.
Okay.
But then again, I'm also expecting it to be the worst one.
Why is that?
Well, it is the last
one.
I don't know,
because, yeah, it is the last one, but since I'm taking, three now, this is going to be number four.
Yeah.
So
you have a lot of residual taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, let's give it a shot. Let's see what you think.
Here we go.
Literally, give it a shot. Sniffing it. Pretty much no taste, huh?
Less smell in it, definitely.
Okay. And he's taking the shot. Looking down at the bottom. Looking rather happy.
He's
kind of smiling.
Mikey, he likes
it. Yeah, that's a one.
That's a one.
One.
Oh, all right.
Okay, all right. So Paul Mitchell, table. If you are listening, we love your tequila.
So go ahead and send us over a couple bottles.
Yes.
And, yeah, that one was really easy.
Really smooth being easy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
that's a one.
Yeah.
So we all decide, we all agree that if we were to drink tequila, it would be Patron Silver.
Yeah. Patron Silver.
Patron Silver. Now, which one is more expensive out of the silvers?
The
Patron. By far.
Okay, which one? And the other one is
because
cheaper.
this other silver, this, I'm slurring my speech, El Ultimo Agave, is actually cheaper than the other two golds.
Right.
Yeah. So,
it actually was better than the golds as far as I'm concerned, though.
So, if you had a choice, which one would you get if you were low on money?
If I was on a budget?
Yeah.
The cheapest, the El Ultimo Agave.
Okay, so our number one pick would be Patron Silver.
But the budget choice is the El Ultimo. Right?
Yes. Exactly.
We all agree.
Sam, you had something to say?
I kind of want to taste, I guess, the worst one again.
Okay.
Okay, so that being the Jose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we decided as the worst one.
Let me pour you up a shot here.
Yeah, I just want to taste it after all this.
Right.
You know.
All right, I'm pouring him a shot.
And I just burped again, and I still taste the Jose Cuervo. I don't taste any of the other ones. I just taste those.
I feel bad for you.
I know.
On the outside.
Here you go, Sam.
You're laughing on the inside, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Smelling the Jose yet again?
Yeah, it's still, slow on the smell list. So,
So it smells...
Smells the same.
Okay.
As it was before. Yeah, I'm just trying to see, because, this is, the first time,
So you're gonna do. So you're going to do the best and the worst back-to-back to kind of get you a basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Sounds good.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty cool idea.
After this, he'll know if he wants tequila or not.
Tequila.
Yeah, really. So,
sounds like Philip has a little bit much there.
I had 4 shots of tequila.
And right
his
back
clothes
to
are
back.
Still on, yeah. Mind you.
Yet again, we don't suggest this because the legal
definitely.
Drinking limit is 2 shots per hour.
We're way beyond.
It is.
Really?
And none of us are driving.
No.
No, I have a bicycle.
Yes.
That's why I drive a station wagon.
I don't know how that's relevant. Please explain. I would like to know.
Yeah. I try to get a truck. And the truck's too expensive.
So the wagon drives itself?
So, no, I just, the wagon is covered.
I don't have to get rained on or anything.
Okay, I understand that. It's not a convertible.
Yeah, it's pretty long, so I can just, you know, lay the back seats down, you know.
And drive with the back seats down?
No, not necessarily drive.
So you're saying you can
camp. I can spend the night.
You can camp.
Stay.
Yeah,
yeah, sleep in it. Yeah.
So for anyone out there who likes to drink a lot,
get a
station
wagon.
Get
a station wagon. Yeah, exactly.
Because I have a two-seater, and there is no camping in it.
See, you don't even have a bench seat.
I mean,
even do anything.
When I'm in my car, it's pretty much for driving only.
Yeah.
I guess I could slip in the trunk.
Well,
your car?
How would you get out?
I have special releases in mine.
Okay.
It has the emergency. I've been kidnapped.
All right, so Sam, you want to try that?
Jose Cuervo? It's the worst one.
Okay.
For me, so I'm gonna try it again here after four shots. So here we go.
And he's tipping it back. And what do you think?
Yeah, it's still probably the worst one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So.
Just to finalize the answer.
Yeah, I mean, after four different types of tequila,
sure.
Come back to the worst one. I just wanted to make sure, you know, still the worst one.
Okay. So would you move your score in? Because you
maybe
gave this, what, a two?
No, that one was the three.
Okay,
three,
so you gave it a three.
The other, the last one was a one, and the other two
okay.
were two. Yeah, that one was my three. So I'd probably move it back, like,
three and a
step.
Half? So three and a half.
No, back.
Yeah, that'd be back.
No.
No, the other way. Like, it takes a half a step better now.
So two and a half. Okay.
Two and a half.
Sounds like somebody had a bit of alcohol.
I warned you.
I would like to mention that all this alcohol was brought to you by Atoka Wine and Spirits.
Here we go again.
Just to give them a little plug.
Awesome. Yeah, that's fine.
Atoka Wine and Spirits. They were actually pretty reasonable on the price.
Yes. They hooked me up, if you will.
That's
we
awesome.
We have to hook up.
Yeah.
Holly, if you hear me.
Gangsta.
No.
They actually kind of looked at me funny when I asked them that I wanted to buy four different types of tequila.
Really?
Yeah, I guess they thought I was an alcoholic.
I want that one and that one and that one and that
one. You explained why, right?
I explained the situation, yes. Yeah.
And they were like...
Really?
They thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, awesome.
And I believe they'll be tuning in, I hope.
Sweet.
Okay. Really?
That's nice.
Yes.
Well, I believe that might be the show.
I think that's it. I'm drunk.
I think we're going to sit and chill for a little while.
Yeah. Sober up a little bit.
So, yes. As
sober
our
up.
PSA, do not drink if you're not allowed to drink.
Drink.
Do not drink
if you're not allowed to drink. And
yes.
Please don't drink.
We are all of age.
We are.
We'd like to put that out there.
And do not mix your stuff.
Right. And please don't drink and drive.
Please. Thank you and good night. And I'd like to thank Sam for being with us and helping us out with this challenge.
Most welcome,
this
man.
This tequila challenge.
Anytime.
Please comment because we're thinking about bringing Sam on and maybe as a sound guy.
Yes.
So look for some improving
And we need comments, period. Anyway.
Yes, please, feedback. We love the feedback.
Because there are people out there listening, but they're not telling us whether or not we suck balls.
Yes.
And if we do, bring it. We don't care.
Bring it.
Yeah, because, you know, if you tell us we suck balls in a certain area, you know, we might stop sucking balls in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or we might turn into Haterade and...
Mind you, none of us actually physically suck balls.
No, none of us are...
Fix to say, that was like, yeah...
The worst way I could possibly.
Yes,
yeah. Worst way to end a show.
That was pretty bad. Yes,
I like Stephen Colbert would like to draw attention to the particular situation, so I said something.
Okay, all right. I believe that's all.
Good night,
sure
everyone.
Night.
See ya.
Roll up the dough, money I'ma throw, then holla at my foe. All I need is a bitch right now to blow me away, then take me down. I need another fucking conjure around. Hot wing, blue cheek, out to the loud. You might just see me, but I can't dig deep. Nigga with gold teeth, nigga that OD, OBSOP. And if not now, slowly but surely. Shake him like LeBron, shoot him like Kobe. If they say chill, I just pay the police. In the club, chillin' with GSUP. But after go down, it's an NTP. That's a rock, got you pissy and you dizzy, won't it? Hit me, but not really, please don't mix me. I'm a boss, my dogs might quickly. If nobody's out here with me, I'ma do this.
this shit myself. Smoke and drink off of my hair like I don't need nobody else. Scrap so true to smoking crucial, swishing up swishers with Luda. In the player circle, the G shit you hoes ain't used to. I got my own kush pack and got my own look.